Coast Radio News for Wednesday, December 9, 2020. I'm George Henry. A longtime director of the Florence Event Center has announced that he will be retiring at the end of this month. Kevin Rhodes, who has been the director since 2002, said he was planning on making the move around the time of his 25th anniversary with the Florence Event Center, which would have been in the summer of 2021, but felt with the current circumstances, the timing now was better. Rhodes says he is proud of what the center has accomplished over the years.
Be able to sustain the amount of events that we do on an annual basis, building up a clientele to where we can do up to 400 events per year, to manage that, coordinate that, staff it with volunteers, and to do that consistently, I think is one of the better accomplishments.
Rhodes first came on board with the Florence Event Center in 1996. He says now he's going to enjoy a little downtime.
Just spend more time with family and friends, get on a little better exercise program that might include some golf.
Rhodes says he's very appreciative of the support he has received, not only by the community, but by the city staff and city council, whom he thanked along with all of the volunteers over the past 25 years. The coronavirus pandemic for the Florence area continues upward. Yesterday, the report from Lane County Public Health added yet another case to the coastal area, making the total 54. Many of the recent numbers added to the list are coming from tests administered at Peace Harbor Hospital. Dr. Willie Foster, director of the emergency department at the hospital, said recently they have been getting positive tests that include local residents and those that may be traveling. Those numbers have been coming in at a rate of 3 to 5 per week, according to Foster. The numbers continue to grow countywide with an additional 105 cases yesterday. Hospital numbers are alarming, too, with 46 people currently hospitalized. None of those hospitalizations are here at Peace Harbor. Statewide, there were 1,341 new cases and 36 deaths reported, including 4 in Lane County. The state's death toll is now at 1,080, and there have been 87,082 cases since the beginning of the pandemic. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says there is no new information regarding the homicide investigation involving Waldport businessman Mark Campbell. According to information released yesterday, the Oregon State Police has finished processing the crime scene and evidence has been collected and sent to the State Police Crime Lab. Sheriff Curtis Landers issued a statement saying they are deeply saddened by the tragic death of Mr. Campbell. He says they are working diligently to ensure that justice is served and the person or persons responsible will be located. Commercial crabbing along the Oregon coast will move forward beginning December 16th, according to the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. The opening of commercial crabbing was delayed in order to give the crab more time to fill out in ocean waters, and officials at ODFW say that is progressing nicely. The entire coastal area will be open for commercial crabbing with the exception of portions north of Cape Falcon near Cannon Beach up to the Washington border. Recreational crabbing continues along the coast and the Siuslaw. Law. Crude oil prices continue to climb, as do prices across the nation, but in Oregon, drivers are seeing little change. In fact, according to Marie Dodds with AAA Oregon, the average price for a gallon of regular gas in Oregon has dropped a penny. In the Florence area, the price remains unchanged with an average price for regular around $2.30 a gallon. Dodds says the trend for cheaper prices during the holiday will likely continue even with higher crude prices and a decrease in production from producing nations. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, December 9th, 2020.